The following program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Texas Financial Advisory, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Brooklyn Chandler Willey should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Brooklyn Chandler Willey is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Retirement News Network's Mark Elliott and Brooklyn Chandler Willey, President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, a financial firm as strong and independent as Texas. Brooklyn has more than 10 years of experience in the financial planning industry. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Today, we're going to be talking about financial wellness. How do you kind of figure out, is your balance sheet healthy enough for retirement? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And Brooklyn, before we get into the topic, first, welcome. And then, boy, on Facebook, you're quite the fisherman.
Well, if you put on the clothes and you hold a fishing rod, does that make you...
But then I saw the video. Fisherman. I saw the net with the fish in it.
Yeah, no, my husband and I went to Pennsylvania, kind of a random spot to go to, but it was a nice relief from this Texas heat, and went fly fishing and whitewater rafting and jeep mudding and skeet shooting. And it was his birthday weekend, so it was like a bucket list weekend.
Yeah, so all those items do sound more like your husband's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I could see Michael enjoying that. But then you had fun, too.
I did.
Well, yes. That's good. That's good. So we're going to talk about financial wellness. And, you know, balance sheets show you the value of a company's assets versus its liabilities. Slice and dice the numbers all you like, but in the end, it really comes down to how much a company owns compared to how much it owes. So by comparing one side of the ledger to the other, a balance sheet tells you a lot about a company's health and in any risk associated with investing in it. Well, when it comes to retirement, you're basically your own company, one that needs a healthy balance sheet, because a solid balance sheet is key to providing you with enough money throughout retirement. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Brooklyn is going to show you how to pull off one of the most important balancing acts that you will ever undertake. And it starts with assessing your personal balance sheet. Brooklyn, that sounds pretty complicated, is it?
No, I mean, it's a little daunting, but putting together your own balance sheet isn't really that complicated. And it just takes a little bit of time and organization. The nice thing is, if you really don't want to do it, we can do it for you here at Texas Financial Advisory. But it is important, because a healthy balance sheet is going to help provide a solid income strategy for retirement. So it's time well spent. Just think of this as an organization project. So really what you want to do is you want to start with the stuff you own. Those checking accounts, savings accounts, investments, real estate, properties, retirement accounts, 401ks, thrift savings plans, 403bs, pension options. Then we want to get a handle on your liabilities. What do you owe to other people? Do you have any debt associated with, say, property, your home? Do you still owe on school loans? Are your kids' school loans? Do you have credit cards, car loans, boat loans, RV loans? You know, you get the picture here. And really, the overall process is like dividing a piece of paper in half. So once you know how the two sides balance out, you can start to understand your overall net worth.
All right, so when you're doing that, so you're looking at the positives and the negatives, basically, is what you're doing. And so when you're doing this balance sheet, if one side is greater than the other, maybe on the asset side, that's a great thing. But how do you look at that if one side is greater than the other?
Well, of course, if the asset side is greater, this is a good indication that you are living within your means and you're setting aside a healthy sum of money for your future paycheck replacement, right? So when you walk away from that paycheck at your work, you've got to replace it. And so in essence, like you said earlier, you become your own company. Now, if the liability side or your outflow is greater, then we probably need to look at those expenses and talk about a budget, which of course I always say is kind of a dirty word. We want to look more in a spending plan, how to spend your money. So a budget's a natural and important extension of this assets and liabilities conversation, especially if that balance sheet is not so balanced. Now, there are financial professionals out there that really thrive on helping people put their retirement finances back on track. If you are a do-it-yourselfer and you feel like you might have strayed off the planning path, or if you feel like it's just time to get a fresh perspective, a second opinion on the retirement path you're on, the first step is to give us a call here at Texas Financial Advisory. That number is 844-832-7469 to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap appointment. This analysis that we do for prospective clients is really completely customized based on your circumstances, but we do have to limit it. We limit those appointments to only the first 10 callers on our show. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap appointment to help you make the most of your retirement assets. Now, that number again is 844-832-7469. Give us a call right now, 844-832-7469. As always, you can go to our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information there. We have some live workshops in and around the San Antonio area that go on about different topics. And we also have a TV show. So if you would like to tune into that, that's on KSAT Channel 12. And it airs on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. And for you early risers, it's on Saturday at 5:30 a.m.
Brooke Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. We're talking about financial wellness today. And really, is your balance sheet healthy enough for retirement? So your offices, because you have places in San Antonio, obviously, New Braunfels and Victoria. You just opened a brand new office in New Braunfels, didn't you?
Well, we upgraded. We're moving on up there. And we have a nicer office, which is good. We're able to service more people and be a little more comfortable. But, we've been in New Braunfels since the beginning when
right.
I opened this business back
in high school.
I went to
high school, yeah.
I was a unicorn. So, and I have a fellow unicorn, another advisor in that office that I went to high school with, and she went on to OU. Her name is Yvette Barrera. And so she runs that office on the day-to-day basis and assists our clients there. And I just kind of float around, you know, not too important around here, Mark.
Nope, you're out fly fishing. You don't have time for all this.
Exactly. Living the life.
Living the life. So if you'd like to find out more, as Brooklyn said, you can always go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com, texasfinancialadvisory.com. So today, Brooklyn is helping us understand if your balance sheet is healthy enough for retirement. And if you struggle to get a handle on your budget as you approach retirement or your spending plan, depending on how you want to look at it, well, you're in the right place, obviously. Brooklyn, just how critical is it to have your budget or spending plan in place before you retire?
Well, it's not a lot of fun to think about putting together a budget. I get that. But it takes, it makes a huge difference down the road. So here's why. In retirement, most of us will be living on a fixed income. So controlling your expenses can be a really key way to make your retirement assets last longer. In retirement, you are guaranteed to have certain expenses for those essentials. You need to put together a realistic list of your retirement expenses, things like shelter, food, clothing, healthcare, transportation. Shelter is one of the biggest ones. You know, people tell me, well, I'm going to downgrade, and they end up downgrading, meaning like move from the house they've been in for the last 20, 30 years to a quote unquote smaller home, but they end up spending more money for the smaller home. And, maybe their electricity is more efficient and things like that. But in reality, it's pretty apples for apples what I see for shelter. So you can't think that, you know, again, if you don't have a mortgage, then it's a wipe. But if you have a mortgage, that's okay too. I know that people feel a lot of pressure, and sometimes that's like a trigger before they want to retire. They want to pay their mortgage off. But if you're able to support a mortgage payment in retirement and your interest rate's 3-4%, why throw cash into the walls of the home? And, you know, there's ways to just build that into your spending plan. But also, we want to look at your expenses and how they might change during retirement. You may say to yourself, well, look, I'm going to spend less money once I retire. I won't be commuting and spending so much on gas, and yeah, I won't need to buy work clothes and things like that. I won't be eating out for lunch. And I get that. But the reality usually is that you retire and you tend to spend more money, at least at the beginning, because you've got time, you've got freedom, and you want to travel and kind of tackle some of those bucket list items. And we call those the go-go years. And then there's the slow-go years, and then there's the no-go years. So we want to be flexible and open, because if you have worked your whole life and you've saved everything that you could, and you walk away from that paycheck, you don't want to have any sort of regrets and have any sort of remorse and feel like that you need to go back to work.
So are there other areas? You just said, for example, if your house is paid off, that certainly is something that would be, you wouldn't have to pay as much anyway, because you at least the house payment is taken care of. Are there other areas, Brooklyn, where our cost, though, might go the other way and might actually increase in retirement?
Yeah. So, of course, we hope that expenses go down, costs may go down, but there are going to be other ways or other areas where you would be spending more. Again, like I said, you have more time, so you're able to spend more on those hobbies. My husband's hobbies are very, very expensive, and they're so expensive that I'm like, oh, I don't get to have a hobby, because this is, you know, you're spending a lot of money on hunting and fishing and things like that. But that's okay. I've got my hobby is spending time with the kids and doing their stuff. So maybe down the road I'll get a hobby there. But
you can always hope and dream.
I could hope and dream, right? Anyhow, but again, we just want to be flexible here. Know that you could have some hidden expenses down the road. You may have to spend more on healthcare and if you got sick and things like that. So we've got to be prepared for these unknowns, so that you're not totally depleting all of your nest egg because you didn't properly plan on your health insurance and supplements and things like that, or any sort of long-term care or home healthcare needs. And so there's just little, I guess, hurdles that could come your way. And the benefit here is that we've pretty much, I feel like, seen it all in the last decade or so of doing this. And so we can help you. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to explain this is the reality. This is what could happen. And now I've got a teenager, Mark, right? And We're having fun in those teenage years. It's awesome. And of course, I was talking to a friend, and she was like, well, this could happen and this could happen. And there's lots of scary things that those teenager brains can make them decide to do. And I was like, oh, dear goodness, this is horrible. But I mean, she's just trying to make me aware and what to be prepared for. But you know, the same thing when people come in here with retirement, we're not trying to scare you. We just don't want you to be angry at us 10 or 15, 20 years in because we didn't tell you. We didn't adequately prepare you. That's our role. We are here to help you plan and not just be transactional, but to have that relationship with you to get you to and through retirement. So with retirement looming or already upon you, it is vital to be absolutely sure that you have enough money coming in every single month, not just to cover your expenses, but to live that lifestyle that you've always imagined and worked so hard and so long to save towards. The first step here is getting a completely customized strategy from a retirement income professional, someone who has your interests at heart, someone who can provide you with a fresh, incisive perspective on your entire income picture. Now, this is not some generic cookie cutter report. It is customized to your unique needs and goals, but we do have to limit it to the first 10 callers on the show today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW right now to get your personalized retirement income strategy. Again, that number is 844-832-7469, 844-832-7469. 7469. As always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information there. You can sign up to be on our newsletter. You can friend us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. And stay our friend from afar if need be until you're ready to come in and meet with myself or one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory.
So today we're looking at the question, is your balance sheet healthy enough for retirement? Well, in just a minute or so, Brooklyn's going to show us how to give your finances a quick checkup. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn, of course, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started the company back in January 2008. And if you'd like to find out more, you can certainly go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. There's also the events page on there where you can find out where Brooklyn and the team are talking about various retirement topics. There's no cost to attend these workshops, but you do have to sign up. Seating is limited. Again, that information and more on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. So today we're talking about financial wellness, basically. How healthy is your balance sheet as you head into your retirement? Brooklyn's explaining today how you can give your finances a checkup. And Brooklyn, a healthy nest egg is something certainly every retiree would like to have. Is there a specific dollar amount that will ensure that we'll have enough money to cover our whole retirement? It would probably be easy if those in Victoria needed X amount and New Braunfels needed X amount and San Antonio needed X amount. That would make it easy. That's not how it works, though, is it?
No, not at all. You know, really, unfortunately, there's not just a magical number, but some people, I guess, have this target number of like $1 million that their healthy amount to target for retirement.
So $1 million for me would be fantastic. I'd have well more than enough. You, because of Michael's hobbies, you may not have enough.
Seriously. Goodness gracious. Think I'll ever retire. Anyways, but you know, really it's just about how much can you spend? And so if you've got $1 million and it's only making 1-2% because you don't want to risk the money in the market and you don't want to touch your principal, well, then you're only getting $10,000 to $20,000 in income, and let's just go higher. So you got $2 million, and you spend 1-2%, and or the interest on it because you're trying to just keep it safe. So you've got $20,000 to $40,000 of income. So the lifestyle there is not supportive due to this low interest rate environment that we live in. So we've got to think outside the box. We've got to look at strategy, not rate shopping, because we've seen a little bit of an increase in the bank CD products and savings rates, but not enough to support most folks' lifestyles. So really, instead of focusing on that arbitrary number, we want to encourage you to look at these different strategies that are available that can help make your nest egg last your entire retirement. And again, see a to and through retirement. Now, really this involves assessing, of course, both the sides of those balance sheets. Like we said earlier, we want to control those liabilities and expenses and continue to grow and diversify your asset base. Then we want to build out a successful income and withdrawal strategy. Now, there's a lot of factors that come into play with all of these calculations, from, of course, market risk to healthcare costs. So that's why we encourage you to either work with us as an advisor on your team or any advisor. Like, we just really feel that most people cannot take this journey alone. And even if, let's say, you're a married couple and you feel like, hey, I've got a handle on it. Well, if you pass away, how is your spouse going to do things? Are they going to feel lost? Are they going to feel confused? So that's why it's good to have, really, for just to take away that emotional aspect of things and think more logically, to have an advisor. Now, the type of advisor that you should involve in these major decisions, I think that thanks to a bunch of regulations in the financial world, which was hard on us as advisors, but really good for consumers and helped educate them on the type of advisors that may be the best fit for them. We here at Texas Financial Advisory, we are a fiduciary-based firm, meaning we represent clients. We don't represent a certain investment company or mutual fund or insurance company. We also don't have any sort of handcuffs on us or pressure to sell certain products or have a quota, a sales quota, if you will. We really are looking out for what's in the best interest of our clients. And sometimes that, you know, means diversifying their portfolio in a manner that they could not get through the traditional retail firms or wirehouses. Now, I get it. There are a lot of financial professionals out there that really thrive on helping people, and that's great. That's wonderful for our industry. Here at Texas Financial Advisory, that is our mission. That's our passion. But if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you feel like you might have strayed off that planning path, or you just feel like it's time to get a fresh perspective, a second opinion on the retirement path that you are on, the first step is to give us a call, 844-832-7469 for your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap appointment. Now, know that this analysis, this time out of your life to come in and meet with myself, one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory, we just spend time getting to know you so that we can help create something that's customized based on your circumstances. Know that we have to limit the amount of appointments we have. We are a boutique firm on purpose. We, you know, we're not a bank. We're not transactional. So we restrict that time, free time that we offer out to only the first 10 callers on the show today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW right now to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, make the most of your retirement assets. Have confidence going into retirement while you're retired. In order to do that, the first step, it may be the hardest, but it's a phone number. You give us a call at 844-832-7469. Give us a call right now, 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Started the company in January of 2008. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. And, you know, Brooklyn, let's touch on what you're talking about, because you're pointing out that Texas Financial Advisory is independent. You're not answering to board of directors in San Antonio, Dallas, Chicago, New York. It's your company. And your fiduciary standard makes you obligated, morally, legally, ethically, obligated to do what is in your client's best interest. And so you just said, you know, the first step is to call you. It's a get to know you type of an opportunity for people. This visit with you and your team at Texas Financial Advisory that you're offering our listeners today is no cost, no obligation, no pressure. It's not like going to the dentist office, is it? I mean, I think a lot of people are scared because they don't really know. Ooh, Brooklyn's going to judge me by what I have. Well, you're going to have to do some of that, but it's not in a bad way, obviously. This is a two-way street. If I'm coming to you for my retirement, I'm still the CEO because it's my money, it's my hopes and dreams. You are the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, to help guide me in, obviously, this area that I don't understand that well. So it's really a two-way street, and this first opportunity to sit down with you is really more of a visit and a conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, again, it's just we're not the right fit for everyone, and that's okay. But here's the deal. We've been doing this long enough that if you take that 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is, there's no pressure to come in here. You know, usually I can kind of see through that and say, yeah, you know, look, we can help enhance what you're currently doing. We can be a partnership. Or you're doing a great job. Don't need to change anything. You know, pat on the back. Either you're doing it yourself or the advisor you're working with has got his game on. But the point here, again, there's no pressure. It's just trying to get an idea, you know, a checkup, a way to just get your pulse on things. And that's what that initial time is. It's not a stressful event. You know, we do ask you to bring in some paperwork and things like that so we can make the best of your time. And I've seen it all, Mark. I've seen people bring in HEB bags of mail that's not even opened yet that are statements and haven't filed their tax returns in the last, you know, 5 years, to the guy that's like super organized and has like an iPad with digital copies of everything and he can just punch and touch and all that good stuff on where his stuff is. So the cool thing is there's no right way to do it. It's what works for you. When you come in for that first appointment, if you're the person that's got the bag full of unopened statements, hey, you're going to get 30 to 45 minutes of free organization, because we'll just help you go through that thing and throw out what you don't need anymore and figure out what you do need.
So I think really this is, I think, where a lot of people get a little nervous, I think. And I think it's, you know, for me, Brooklyn, I don't work in the financial world. I have the opportunity to talk with you every week, which is great for my knowledge of this. But I think people are always procrastinating about something. And when we're not really sure what's going to happen, we tend to procrastinate. This is not a high stress meeting. Now, I mean, the outcome could be stressful because we're trying to look at the next 20, 30 years of your life, I suppose. But the meeting itself. So what happens when they call? They call 844-832-7469. Then what's that process like to get to that first meeting? And then what happens after that?
Well, the call simply just gets us their information. And it is the weekend, so you are calling a call center. So
yeah, because you're fishing.
And that really just, you're giving us your info and we'll touch base with you. We ask you, the call center will ask you, what day do you want us to call you back? And so if your day is Tuesday, we'll call you back on Tuesday and just talk to my staff a little bit and just get some information and go from there and figure out, hey, would it make sense to have a phone appointment or an in-office appointment? Which office works for you? What's the most convenient? And we just go from there. It's no big deal. I've been doing it for over a decade. And, as advanced as technology gets, I still find a lot of value in that face-to-face appointment. I think even over a phone appointment, I think that you can just looking in someone's eyes, you get a lot of information. So, I encourage you to take advantage of that. We have 10 spots today. So give us a call at 844-832-7469 if you save more than $250,000 towards your retirement.
So, Brooklyn, have you ever put a jigsaw puzzle together?
Yes.
What do you do? What's the first thing you do with a jigsaw puzzle?
For me, I kind of always had an addiction with jigsaw puzzles when I was in junior high. It was like my summer thing. I would go to my grandparents. They lived out at Lake Travis in Austin, and I loved them. And so, I would start with the corners, build the frame, build the foundation, and then go from there.
Right. Mm-hmm. But actually, what you do for your clients is like a jigsaw puzzle, except you don't start with the corners. You're looking first at the picture on the box.
Very true.
Because you've got to look at the big picture. And then I think a lot of us get caught up in all those pieces and how do they fit together. You're certainly going to get to that point. But first, you have to know what your clients want out of their retirement, right? So you've got to look at the big picture. And then, as you said earlier, it's not really about the products at Texas Financial Advisory. It's about the plan, the Texas Financial Freedom Roadmap, if you will. That's really putting everything together. So you look at the big picture, then you put the pieces together that make sense for your client, right? I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, that's 100% how it works, Mark. Thank you so much. That was so elegant.
844-832-7469. If you'd like to sit down with Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory, you can do so in San Antonio, New Braunfels, or in Victoria. 844-832-7469. We're going to talk about a couple different risks. There's market risk. There's longevity risk. What does that mean for you and your retirement plan? Brooklyn will discuss that in just a minute. Stay tuned. This is Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chanderwilly, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chanderwilly. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about financial wellness. How do we know if we have enough? How do we know if our money will never run out? Before we do, anyway, that's what we want. That's the biggest fear amongst retirees today, is the fear of outliving their money. So we're talking about, you started this with, we didn't know what our positives are, our assets versus our liabilities, our debts, if you will. And which side of the ledger are we leaning towards? Hopefully we have more than we owe. Obviously, that's a great place to start. But, one of the things we always hear, Brooklyn, the closer you get to retirement, the more conservative and safe we need to be. Does that mean that when we get to retirement, we should just bail out of Wall Street altogether?
Well, again, it's about figuring out the right fit for you. And sometimes it's your age, it's your emotional tolerance to volatility within the market. The key here is that it is different for every single person. And we live in a time that is so different from those hard and fast rules that came out of the 80s and the 90s, you know, that said get a nice blend of stocks and bonds and, you know, take out 4%. You should never outlive your nest egg. But the key here is that hate to break it to you, it just doesn't work like that anymore. We have to think outside of the box, because these safe vehicles that you can get at the bank, the interest rates aren't enough. There are other safe vehicles that maybe you just haven't explored yet, you haven't looked at. And so that's something that we can help walk you through, educate you on. The deal here is we're helping to build that foundation, and the foundation of any plan. So whether it is the plan when you're 20s or 30s, 40s, 50s, it's always the same. The foundation is income. And the income came from paychecks, and you would save a portion every single week, every month. And now it's time that the paychecks stop, and you've got to use your own savings for paycheck replacement. And so, I started this business back in January 2008. So I have lived through more bad markets than I have seen good markets. But you still have to make money in a bad market. And so that's something that we help our clients understand, so that they don't make those emotional calls and really mess up how their money can make money for them.
So Brooklyn, when we were talking about whether it's market risk or inflation risk and all of that, really probably the biggest risk of all is just how long we're going to live. We don't really know for sure how long we're going to live. We don't know if we're going to have health issues, which is probably the biggest X factor when it comes to retirement planning and the success of that plan. But at the end of the day, longevity risk might be one of the biggest. And we hope that we're all healthy and we live a long time and our money lasts as long as we need it to. But there are more and more centenarians than ever. That's the fastest growing segment of our population. And that is the people that are 100 years of age or older. Back in 1990, there were 110,000 people over the age of 100. 2015, 450,000. By 2050, they're predicting that there'll be 3.7 million people 100 years of age or older. So longevity risk, we look at it as a positive, I think, in a lot of instances, but it's also something we need to plan for, because the longer we live, the more of these risks we have opportunities to run through, whether it's a market downturn, it's inflation, it's a health issue. I mean, the longer we live, the more we're going to have to deal with these types of things, I imagine.
Right. And again, science is advancing, medical miracles are happening every single day. So we are living longer, and that's great. Or you're having to spend money on things that aren't covered by health insurance. You know, I've got a client that has arthritis really bad, and in order to help with her arthritis, everything else, she's in super great shape. She does yoga and all these other things and works out, but her arthritis, and, you know, it gets to her. And so the only thing that relieves really the pain besides the medication is things like acupuncture. And so we just have to understand that that comes with a cost, and the value that we receive is that you are able to be, feel better. And so that's where we start saying, look, you know, your health is wealth, because if you don't take care of yourself, it's going to cost a lot more money, and that's depressing, which is just this vicious cycle, how health can be one of the demise of your overall retirement savings. So we want to think of longevity at a risk multiplier, if you will. We talk all the time about risks like the stock market volatility, taxes, inflation, rising cost of healthcare, but longevity simply compounds all of those risks. With retirement looming are already upon you, it is vital to be absolutely sure that you've got enough money coming in every single month, not just to cover your expenses, but to live the kind of lifestyle that you have imagined and worked so hard and so long to save towards. The first step here is to get a completely customized strategy from a retirement income professional, someone who has your interests at heart and someone who can provide you with a fresh, incisive perspective on your entire income picture. Now, this is not some generic cookie cutter report. It is truly customized based on your unique goals and needs, but it's limited though. We can only do this at no cost and no obligation for the first 10 callers on our show today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call right now at 844-TFA-SHOW to get your personalized retirement income strategy. Again, that number is 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW. And of course, our website is texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. We're talking today, is your balance sheet healthy enough for your retirement? And Brooklyn, you bring up the health cost. We don't know whether, you know, ourselves or our spouse or a family member is going to have some health issue that does cause us to certainly have to dig into what we have saved for retirement. This is probably one of the biggest X factors in retirement, I would think. In your planning process, it's not that you're trying to make sure that everybody has long-term care, I suppose, but you better have a plan in place because Medicare doesn't cover everything, does it?
No, it doesn't. And that's something we can assist you with. As I mentioned, Yvette earlier, she's one of our advisors that really, that's kind of a specialty of hers. She does everything like I do, but she also has more knowledge in the healthcare and retirement, the healthcare and Medicare supplements that you may need to add. And then in addition, long-term care, home health care. So yeah, we've just got to be aware. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but if we don't plan for it, you know, and it can definitely bankrupt you. And, you know, we don't want to see that happen to you or your spouse.
I think I did see that stat that the most bankruptcies from retirees come from that health issue. You know, yep. Them or the spouse had, and we know the prices just keep going up and up and up, don't they?
Yeah. It's a very sad situation. I mean, healthcare is one of the inflationary impact of healthcare is anywhere from 4 to 5% a year right now, wherein a cost of living adjustment for most folks is maybe 2 to at the most 3% in their income needs. So it definitely can blow through your savings if you haven't planned properly.
So let's touch on this as we wrap up this segment. And this is kind of because we know we need income to retire, right? That's kind of the first of the different areas that you touch on with your clients when you're talking about, you know, the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap is income is probably the first one. Then it might be investment and taxes and health and legacy and estate planning and the like. But we've got to have income. So Social Security is one of those areas where I think the numbers say something like 72% of Americans take Social Security the wrong way for their situation. Because, you know, you were talking about the amount of money we need to retire on. There's no rule of thumb. There's no cookie cutter number that works for everybody. The same goes with Social Security. There's not the same time that everybody should take it, is there?
No, and that's something we can help you kind of figure out what's the break-even point. The downside to Social Security is you put in all these years and you die. They don't leave it behind to somebody else. So it's a use it or lose it system, but it's figuring out the right strategy for you. And that's something that we can help work through. And the Social Security rules changed, I think it was like 2016 or 15. So we have some people that they're still in the old plans and the old rules. And then we have some people in the new rules, the rest of the population. So that's something that we stay abreast on and help our clients navigate through. Because when you go to the Social Security office, their role is they're an order taker and they are as helpful as they can be, but they are not your financial advisor. They're not your tax advisor, not your investment advisor. So they can't tell you when and how and, you know, what's the tax liability on it and so on and so forth. The other thing, this is something I was thinking about, just popped into my head. With Medicare planning, the cost of Medicare, it's dictated on, in essence, your tax return when you're 63. And so that's something you need to be aware of. And if you're thinking, well, oh, my income's going down when I retire and I go on Medicare, well, your income might have gone down, but the premium you pay is based upon what your income was 2 years prior. So you may be paying a pretty penny for your Medicare premium. So that's like all these variables. Like, it is overwhelming, but we've done it. We do it all the time. It's what we do day in, day out. So, I mean,
So you're saying when we're 63, we should take that year off from work.
Yeah.
Just take that, year off to help your Medicare cost. So Social Security, we know that we can take it at 62. I mean, widows and widowers have the opportunity to get in there at 60, but at 62 to 70, do most people that come in and sit down with you, do they most plan on maybe taking it at 62, or is that just kind of what I think? I mean, is it kind of all over the board? Because we know we have a long span, 62 to 70. The longer we wait, the more money we get, but that's not really the end-all probably decision. Is what, you know, we know we're going to get more at 70, but some people might need to take it at 62 or 65 or somewhere in between.
Well, in reality, there's a break-even point. That's something we can calculate. Generally speaking, this is not totally exactly down to the dollar and cent. Most folks have a break-even point around age 78, 79, 80. And when I say that, what I mean is that whether you drew at 62, 66, or 67, or age 70, by the time you got to, say, 79, you would have taken the same amount of income or received the same amount of income. So then at that point, of course, had you waited to age 70, you would be ahead of the game. But here's the deal. Like, what did you do between age 66 to 70? Did you use your own money, or, you know, were you still working? So all of these factors, it's not a black and white decision. It's what's right for you and for your family. So if you'd like help navigating through all of these things and things that you just don't even know about, you don't know what you don't know, we here at Texas Financial Advisory, we would love to help guide and navigate you through this journey and continue to partner with you throughout your retirement, and then also be that transitional team if you were to pass away, if and when you pass away, to pass those assets in the manner that you want them to go. You know, we talk a lot about taxes here, and there's taxes you want to pay now, there's taxes you want to pay later, and there's taxes you may never want to pay. So these are all things that we can help you kind of navigate in as well. So know that what we do here is not cookie cutter. Everything is based upon your unique goals and needs. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to get your personalized retirement income strategy. Again, that's 844-832-7469, 844-832-7469. Of course, you can always reach us no matter what the time or day is at our website on texasfinancialadvisory.com.
So there are some key strategies that can help you preserve your wealth while generating income in retirement. What are they? Brooklyn will discuss in a minute. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Our final segment right after this.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chandler-Willie of Texas Financial Advisory. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And if you'd like to find out more, you can certainly go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. Brooklyn and her team put on live events, educational events, workshops, seminars, if you will. And there's no cost to attend these, but you do have to sign up. Seating is limited. So that information and more on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. texasfinancialadvisory.com. Today we're talking about, is your balance sheet healthy enough for retirement? And, you know, Brooklyn, we were talking earlier about, well, when we're getting close to retirement, should we pull all of our money out of the stock market because we want to be safe with our money? And you said, no, that's not it. And everybody's situation is different. What are some of the options, though, that we need to maybe think about for balancing safety and growth in our nest egg?
Well, you know, we do talk a lot about that shift. And because the way you invested while you retire or while you were working, that accumulation mode, it probably is not going to work the same once you retire. So your mind shift has to go from the accumulation mode to more of a preservation mode, and then the distribution. How do we take from those accounts without overspending and taking more of the account, running out of money before you run out of life? So the closer you get to retirement, you're just going to start thinking like, hey, I want to preserve what I have. And there's many ways that we can do that. And something to let you know, and you may know this, again, I always just pretend like we're on ground zero with everybody we talk to, and we go from there. Hey, you could still be working. And a lot of these companies have changed the rules so that when you turn, typically it's an age like 59 and a half or 57, it's all really around the plan that you're in. Sometimes it's after vesting so many years. But the point here is that you get to a place where you can do what's called an in-service rollover, and you can take your retirement account that you've saved and roll it to a self-directed IRA, and from there, probably have a lot better options as far as preservation and future distribution goes. But that doesn't mean you've retired. That doesn't mean that you've stopped working or that you've stopped putting money towards your retirement accounts. It just means that you've kind of scraped this section off, said, I don't want to mess with it. I want to put it over here. I just want to keep it safe, let it grow a little bit, get ready to take that as income when I go to retire. So you don't want to be all into one thing, you know, all into the stock market. But you see, the reason we say that is that we don't want your retirement paycheck totally market dependent. And again, I look at this from a different perspective because I own a business, right? And so that means I have payroll. The last thing that my employees want me to tell them is, hey guys, can't make payroll this week because the market dropped 3% and gonna let it come back up. Y'all are just gonna have to hold out. That didn't work that way. When you need your paycheck, you need your paycheck. So when you go into retirement, same thing happens. You can't just be totally at the whims of what the market's going to do. We need to be diversified. I'm not saying that you can't be in the market, not at all, but there's better ways to be invested in the market so you have more confidence in, you know, how that's going to perform. We don't want to get greedy. And there's a segment on my TV show, and you can see it on our website if you don't catch the TV show, where I go through and I explain sequence of return. And people get so caught up on that rate of return, but they don't understand that you could have a higher rate of return and end up with less money than someone that is more conservative and has half the rate of return that you did. So I know that's kind of complex. So I encourage you to go to our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com, and you can go to the videos there and you can see me explain it in more detail how sequence of return really can make or break your retirement income plans.
So really what you're talking about is that most retirement plans, I would think, are kind of blended between Wall Street, between insurance companies, and maybe some of the money at the bank and so forth. You are duly licensed, which means you can work in the Wall Street world, but you can also work in the insurance world. Why is that important?
No, definitely. I mean, the point here is that there's no silver bullet. There's no one, you know, perfect investment vehicle. We have to be open to looking at all different options out there. So the reason I'm duly licensed, as you brought up, is that, again, we want to have all options available to our clients. So sometimes that involves insurance products. Sometimes that involves the market. Sometimes that involves things like real estate and equity-linked CDs. And, you know, there's a lot of different options out there, but it becomes a toolbox. You know, we don't want you just going into retirement and we be the financial advisor that's a hammer and everything's a nail. I mean, sometimes you need a screwdriver. Sometimes you need, you know, right? You can't just have one tool for your toolbox. Like, you've got to have a multiple supply there. And I guess this is all on my brain because we're in this, like, fixing up the new office mode. So I'm actually sitting here. There's a hammer beside me. Beside the picture of you, Mark.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
That cheers you up every day.
I know.
Yes, I can't be there every day.
It's your headshot. It's your headshot.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, if you want to sit down with Brooklyn and visit about where you are in your road to retirement, any of this stuff, maybe you're going, wow, I never thought of it that way. Or, yeah, I kind of like that blended idea between Wall Street and safety with the insurance companies, and I don't really know how that works. You want to sit down with Brooklyn to learn more? It is 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. There's no cost. There's no obligation. There's no pressure for this visit with Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory. Take advantage of this opportunity. There's nothing to lose, a lot for you to gain. The number, 844-832-7469. Brooklyn, we talked about you started the company in January of 2008. Well, you have added in, you know, the tax prep and tax strategy. Tax efficient is probably one of those kind of terms that we hear about. We don't really understand it when you're not like me and you don't work in the financial world, but you understand that, boy, being tax efficient probably sounds like a good idea. Taxes are important when you get to retirement, and they can often be overlooked, can't they?
Definitely. And they of course are not typically factored in to how your investment vehicles are going to perform. And retirees, they try to take care of this plan without any help a lot of times. And maybe they have handed their investments to an investment advisor, but they're doing their taxes by themselves with TurboTax and all that. The key here is that it's crucial that you factor in tax strategy, tax preparation, which are two different things, and, you know, what your tax liability is going to be in retirement, because that is one thing that you don't have control over. You know, we right now live in the Trump tax code, so That's different from what the Obama tax code was.
When you think about it, Brooklyn, I think, you know, the people that most people have 401ks, a lot of people have IRAs as well, all that money is being tax deferred. So we haven't paid any taxes on that money yet until we start pulling it out. And people sometimes will go, hey, Brooklyn, I've got $500,000 in my IRA. And you go, congratulations on that $300,000 IRA. What are you talking about? Well, you haven't paid any taxes yet, right?
Yeah, definitely. And when you walk in with those retirement accounts, it really messes with your mind, because here you've worked really hard and you thought you were doing what you're supposed to do by putting money into that retirement account, whether you had a 401k, a thrift savings plan, a SEP, and not paying the tax yet. And it's like, yeah, that's great. I don't have to pay the taxes now. I'll pay the taxes later. And then there's that fallacy that you'll be paying less in taxes in retirement. Well, earlier today, we talked about lifestyle. I rarely see people's lifestyle change from when they were working to when they retired. They typically spend the same amount of money or more sometimes than they did while they were working. And if all of your money is stuffed in these qualified accounts, the 401ks, thrift savings plan, IRAs, every dollar that comes out is taxable, right? So we've got to factor that in. A $500,000 IRA is not a $500,000 to you. The IRS has their little hand in there, and whether you want to or not, they're going to take their portion, whether you wait till you're 70 and a half or when you pass away. So we want to educate you on the different options out there, so you're not just a robot, if you will, and doing it in a manner that's not the best for you and your family. So keep in mind, here at Texas Financial Advisory, we operate as a fiduciary. We are a comprehensive, holistic retirement investment planning firm. We do implement things like tax strategy, estate planning, healthcare planning, because all of that is very important in your overall plan. And that plan here we call is your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. If you want an opportunity to get your personalized, customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, and you've saved more than $250,000 for retirement, give us a call right now. 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Of course, you can always visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. 844-832-7469. You've been listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.